From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
I have to tell you guys, we were a little bit flabbergasted when we picked this week's songs. We've got this real emotional roller coaster going on, a handful of exhilarating songs, some of them about falling in love and lust.
And of course, songs about the dreaded heartbreak.
There's a lot of ups and downs, but one thing is for sure, we've got great music lined up to share with you all today.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Through the best of times and through the worst of times, this is Alt Latino.
En mis ojos te encontré, no hacía falta que te dijera nada, y vos te tentabas. Son los besos que busqué, todavía siento que el mundo temblaba, y me acurrucabas tanto. Encantó.
This is CLDSCP, which is a kaleidoscopio, or kaleidoscope without the vowels, and it's an Argentine band. This is their new album, Niños Azules, Blue Boys, and it's Leopoldo de Sarro and Andrés Andinac, and what they do is they mix a lot of traditional instruments with video game noises, and it's almost like an art installation. They go to toy stores and they buy toys, and then they mix it with folk, charango, and...
Charango is the tiny little guitar that's sometimes made out of like armadillo.
Yes,
it's a real
tiny
little, like a ukulele almost.
I love this song. It feels like summer. And he's talking about the moment before you know somebody really likes you and the moment before you guys give each other that first kiss. And it's so like that exhilaration and sweetness.
Every week there's a song that you're in love with.
Yeah.
And this
one has been like on a loop on my iPod. It ends and I hit replay. Something interesting about CLDSCP is a lot of their music sounds very glitchy, but the guitar work is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The guy's voice reminds me a lot of an Argentine singer from the 70s, Flaco Spinetta, like just a very sweet melodic voice. And it works because it's not sloppy. Like it has little glitches, but they're there on purpose.
You know, the way that band is playing with sounds, it reminds me a lot of one of the songs I picked for this week's show.
You're killing me.
Why?
Because when we started this show, you were so like, you were such a traditional, and all of a sudden, all you listen to is this type of music.
DJ music.
Have you installed like strobe lights
you
in
know
your
what?
House?
I don't know what's going on. It's almost become like an obsession.
Are you going to come in wearing like wide pants?
I don't know what it is. I think it's like being exposed to it. I didn't pay attention to it before because I didn't have a reason to. But you know, when we're looking for music and we have to test and listen and see, I'm just hearing a lot of really cool stuff. This is Mexicans with Guns. And the guy's name is Ernesto Gonzalez, or Ernest Gonzalez. He's from San Antonio in Texas. And the album's called Ceremony. Should I stop picking them? You know, because I'm going to say the same thing. It's like these great, multi-layered, fascinating sound sculptures.
Thank you. ask you something. Do you think it's because you come from a jazz background that you have this appreciation for this type of sound sculpture, like something that bends formats and bends rules?
I hadn't thought about that. I mean, that could be it. I mean, there are no rules, you know, sort of like John Coltrane. The Mexicans with Guns, he's doing some really amazing stuff.
The last time we played a song by Mexicans with Guns, you brought up a little bit of an issue you had with his name. You had some concerns about the name Mexicans with Guns.
Well, yeah, considering all what's going on in Mexico with all the violence and, you know, really bad stuff, the image of Mexicans with Guns really made me pause. And I did a blog post on it. You can see it on our blog at npr.org/altlatino. He thinks that by putting that name out there like that, it helps people think about what's going on over there. And it's very similar to when Miles Davis named his album Tutu, to bring attention to what was going on in South Africa before apartheid ended. It's the same thing. After he wrote that, I really respected what he's doing. And I think once you understand the name and you get past the name, then you just go right into the music.
Several of the bands that we're hearing today sample sounds that you wouldn't necessarily find in music. That's definitely what this next band, Pegasus, is doing with their song El Afilador, or The Sharpener. Disoriented.
No, you know, in a funny way, there's like a connector that at the beginning of the song, that little simple synthesizer run that he did, it reminded me of what was going on in Mexicans with Guns in the last track that we played. Simple, it's a very simple straight ahead. But at first, when I heard it, I didn't like it. It sounded too 80s, okay?
Well, it's very exhilarating.
Yeah.
You could hear that pan flute.
Right.
Okay, so let me explain that. I always thought it was something unique to Argentina, but I guess this band is from Spain, and I've heard of this happening in other countries in Latin America, where there's a tradition and a profession of the knife sharpener. And the knife sharpener, he just rides around neighborhoods in his bicycle, and he announces his presence in the neighborhood playing a pan flute really loud, which is the one you're hearing here. And so he plays the pan flute, he says, afilador, you know, knife sharpener, and whoever runs out of their house with their knives, and he parks the bike, and attached to the bike is one of those, what are those stones called with which you sharpen knives?
A knife sharpening stone.
No, get out of here.
No, I don't know what it's called. Let's just call it that for now.
But he pedals and he sharpens the knife
right
there. And so, I don't know, this kind of reminded me of like afternoons in my house in Buenos Aires. And you will just hear these pan flutes going off everywhere. I'd like to know from our listeners if this is something that happens in other countries in Latin America.
It does sound very 80s, though.
Why? Because it's awesome?
No, because just like... There was a lot of that in the 80s. I still dig it.
Yeah, they do have those little, like, cosmic...
The mad scientist synthesizer thing at the end. Okay, Jazz, what do we have next?
Next, we have a Brazilian MC, Emicida, and a beautiful new release called Quero Ver Quarta-feira.
Alô, comunidade!
Eu ainda vejo o mesmo barracão.
É hora de abrir o olho.
Mas o espírito não.
Vamos acordar, favela.
Mas pensar que não valeu.
Nossa raiz.
Mas pensar que quem morreu,
nossa raiz,
morreu em vão.
E aí? Fim das alegorias. Errou, colombina, fantasia, o sorriso. Toda alegria, o confete, festa, orgia e recolhe o bagulho. Teu sonho virou entulho, lantejoulas nem brilham tanto se não tem o barulho das batucadas. O coração faz um mês de parada. Pretos voltam a ser só pretos, estilo homem na estrada. É nóis, fita dominada. Quais fazer eu não posso, é só olhar. Os brancos que recebem menos, ainda é tudo nosso. Os gringos vêm, tira mola, zê, é nóis. Divide a alegria com você, é nóis. Na Gozolândia, mó fácil dizer que é nóis, meu, mas sozinho na quebrada.
This MC Emicida, who, by the way, Emicida is like a mix of two names. It's MC and Omicida, which means assassin.
Huh.
So he's like the assassin on the mic. And he's a rapper, but he was a very poor kid growing up in Sao Paulo. And his parents used to organize these funk dance parties.
Huh.
That's how he kind of got into spinning records. And he's widely considered to be, you know, the promise of Brazilian rap. This is a brand new song called, like I said, Quero Ver Quarta-feira, or I Want to See Wednesday.
Pois quem é fica e ajuda a erguer outro carnaval. Mas quem não é antes da quarta tá dizendo tchau. Tira a beleza natural que vence qualquer Photoshop. Põe paquita de silicone, mulher de ídolo pop. Que só é atraente quando taca a voz do mute. Fala de comunidade, mas só conhece a do Orkut. A serpentina moca o bote da víbora assassina. Geral do filme anos atrás preveu essa cena. Quem que me ensina?
Okay, my Portuguese is non-existent, but you have a little bit of it. What's he singing about?
He's a very socially conscious rapper. Think almost like a Taleb Kweli. He's talking about almost like a critique of Carnaval. What he's saying is that the spirit of Carnaval has been lost. Impoverished people in Brazil save all year to prepare this fantasy world. You know, he's just saying, like, at the end of the party, we still have to deal with who we are and where we live and our skin color, and it's no longer glamorous.
Okay, give me an example of a lyric.
He says the shiny outfits, they don't shine so much when the batucada, the beat party is over, and us dark-skinned people, we're no longer these, like, dolled-up dark-skinned people. We are just dark-skinned people. And, you know, these foreigners come and they share the pleasure and they share the party. What about us? And I really like that because it's kind of a vision that a lot of Brazilians have shared with me. And the name of the song, Quero Ver Quarta-feira, I Want to See Wednesday, is because Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and that's when Carnaval ends. So he's kind of saying, so what happens when Carnaval ends?
Knowing what the lyrics say now, I think the music that he's created underneath is perfect for this. That incessant kind of funk beat. Even, I think I heard a little bit of flamenco guitar. A lot of interesting percussion. The music, I think, is a great service to the lyric.
Todo dia ao nosso redor, tá ligado? Uma praça a ideia do sangue suga não, mano. Abre o olho, sem emoção. Prosperidade pra nós, tá ligado? Prosperidade pro gueto, mano. Vida longa pro samba, vida longa pra raiz. Aí pagodeiro, aí batideiro, aí MC, aí funkeiro. Cê tem uma resposta com essa parada, irmão. Abre o olho, seguir em frente e lutar pela prosperidade, pela vida dos nossos pais.
These songs so far have been quirky, rhythmically upbeat, but as we mentioned earlier in the show, all good things come to an end.
And we stumbled across a handful of new songs that are as beautiful as they are dark and mournful and menacing. Our next song by Spanish band Vetusta Morla is particularly ominous, and it's called En el Río, or In the River. This is Vetusta Morla, and it is from their upcoming album, Mapas. This is a band from Spain, from Madrid. What do you think, Felix?
You know, one thing that strikes me right off the bat when I heard this is the guitar player. I don't hear good guitar players in a lot of modern music, and this guy really stands out. If you listen really closely through the whole song, he's got these wonderful parts that accent the melody or contrast it, harmonize with it. And then he does this really good solo right in the middle, a great solo in the middle. I grew up in the 70s, and I grew up with Clapton, Hendrix, you know, guitar players, guitar heroes, guitar gods. That's why something like this really stands out.
Well, do you think like it cycles kind of? Like, I mean, certain decades shine a spotlight on guitar heroes, and then some decades, like, I don't know, what was it in the 80s, like saxophone heroes?
Synthesizer heroes.
There was a lot of saxophones in the 80s.
Yeah, not very good saxophone, but, you know.
It's a really ominous song, too. It's like something bad is about to happen, and that's what he's singing about. He's saying somebody's not going to get out alive out of this one. And he's talking about something's going on down at the river. And I feel like the drumming, like boom, 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 is like really underscoring something bad, bad, bad is about to happen. What do we have next?
Another band from Texas, this time from Austin, called La Guerrilla.
Ooh, 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 ooh. This beginning ooh, part sounds like Manu Chao. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Or Mano Negra, who used to sing with, or Maldita Vecindad from Mexico.
Really? I don't hear Maldita.
There's a long... Hold on, let him start. There you go. Trombone. That whole ska trombone thing, there's a long tradition of that, especially in Mexican rock in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, Osamatli.
That's why this stuff, Maldita, like I mentioned, that's why this band reminds me of some of that stuff, because a lot of rock and español in the 90s drew on ska and reggae and made it part of the sound, especially Mano Negra, like we mentioned. And that's what this sound reminds me of. And this song also mixes in funk and some Latin rhythms and stuff. This is an example of a band that I think deserves wider recognition. Like I said, they're from Austin. They're very popular there. In fact, last May, the city named May 27th La Guerrilla Day. They're so popular there. And think about some of the other bands that are coming out of Austin. There's such a great mix. Grupo Fantasma, Girl in a Coma, who we had on the show. We've had Grupo Fantasma on the show. Maneja Beto, who we've had on the show. They're all stylistically very different, but very, very talented.
Ganas no me faltan
weird. I like ska, but it all sounds very similar to me. Like reggae.
Right.
I mean, I like it. I'll play reggae on a Sunday morning when I'm cleaning my house, but...
I hear you. I mean, I just... Without causing a whole international incident, I stopped listening to reggae with Bob Marley. I hear that, and then anything else, like you said, it sort of blends into a... Like, everything sounds the same. And you're right. Some of the ska, some of this stuff, it does blend in the same. You know, I think in a band like this, I like it. It's fresh, and I think it works with them, especially on some of the other tracks that I've heard from them. They mix it up with funk. There's a broad palette to the band.
I'll take your word for it. All these artists are experimenting with new sounds, new techniques, and that's really exciting. But on this show, we also love to hear some of the good old classics.
And every week here on Alt Latino, we have a segment dedicated to playing classic Latin alternative or rock en español.
And here's the idea. If you were stranded somewhere and you could only hear one song, what song would that be?
What classic rock en español song do you just love so much you'd never get tired of?
In the last week, a lot of listeners have emailed us telling us what their favorite classics are, and several of them mention the Argentine rock band Los Enanitos Verdes.
Me quieren agitar, me incitan a gritar. Soy como una roca, palabras no me tocan. Adentro hay un volcán que pronto va a estallar. Yo quiero estar tranquilo. Es mi situación.
So this is a very, very popular band, and it's had a lot of hits. Listener Christopher Hickey wrote us on the website that this is his favorite song. It's called Lamento Boliviano, or Bolivian Lament. And he says, this is such a great song and was one of the first songs I was able to karaoke to without reading the lyrics off a prompter.
This is another song with a really good guitar solo. It really stands out.
So a little bit about them. They're a band that was formed in the 80s in Mendoza, a province in western Argentina, and they were produced several times by another very well-known Argentine musician, Andrés Calamaro. This is a love song about losing a woman, and he has this lament, which is like a Bolivian lament, you know, very sad. That's why they use at the beginning the pan flute, or the la quena. This song was originally written by a band called Alcohol Etílico in the mid-80s. Alcohol Etílico broke up, and then in the mid-90s, some of the guys from that band got together, formed Los Enanitos Verdes, and they redid the song for the album Big Bang, and it was a huge hit. In fact, you can still hear it playing in radio stations throughout Latin America.
Thank you.
Make sure to send us your picks for best classic Latin rock or alternative songs. You know, you can leave us a comment on our blog at npr.org/altlatino, or just send us an email to altlatino@npr.org. Okay, Jazz, I know you have a classic of your own that you wanted to share today.
It's one of my favorite songs of all time, and we've been talking about a classic rock and español song, and this song, I feel like it's destined to be a classic. And it really fits very well with all the other music we've been listening to on this week's show. It's exhilarating, it's melancholy, but most importantly, it's so full of genuine emotion. This is Laza de Cela doing El Desierto, or The Desert.
He venido al desierto para irme de tu amor, que el desierto es más tierno y la espina besa mejor. He venido a ese centro de la nada para gritar, que tú nunca mereciste lo que tanto quise dar, que tú nunca mereciste lo que tanto quise dar. Ah. Ahora sí. He venido al desierto para reírme de tu amor, que el desierto es más tierno y la espina besa mejor. He venido a ese centro de la nada para gritar que tú nunca me hiciste.
What a voice.
Oh, I have goosebumps.
It's such a great song. And she also had a very interesting life. She was Mexican-American. She was born here in the United States. She traveled throughout Mexico with her parents, I think in a bus or something.
Yeah,
it was
a very converted school bus.
It was a very nomadic life. And she soaked in all these cultural references and all this great Mexican music, and came back to the States and started making music, and unfortunately passed away about a year and a half ago.
At 37.
Yeah, very young.
Very young.
A tragic loss. Very great music.
And I think her songs have such a cinematic quality. I think we once had a discussion about heartbreak songs that sound, you know, all polished and well produced, and that when I hear a heartbreak song, I want to know your heart is breaking. And this song, it should be in a Pedro Almodóvar soundtrack. This song is like, her voice is cracking with emotion, and the lyrics are like a surrealist painting. Let me give you a sample of these lyrics. I have come to the desert to flee from your love, because the desert is more tender than you, and the thorns kiss me better. I have come to the center of nothingness to scream that you never deserved what I so wanted to give you. I have come to the desert, burning to burn, because the soul goes up in flames when a love goes away.
He venido yo corriendo, olvidándome de ti. Dame un beso, pajarillo, y no te asustes, colibrí. He venido encendida al desierto pa' quemar, porque el alma prende fuego cuando deja de amar. Porque el alma prende fuego cuando deja de amar.
Ahora sí. He venido al desierto pa' reírme de tu amor.
To learn more about the artists we featured on this week's show, check out our blog. That's npr.org/altlatino.
And make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Special thanks to our super producers, Jessica Goldstein and Mike Katziff.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And you have been listening to Alt Latino.
He venido encendida al desierto para quemar, porque el alma prende fuego.